This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In the studio, we have our next, well, our first
guest. Oh, look, guest, and a bit of a regular on the show now, well, a couple of times.
And obviously, he's distracted you from Kylie even.
I know.
That. Now, we've got Marco Lucio in the studio. Marco's back. Marco was with us a few months ago. Yeah. Now, you've got an exhibition on at 45 Downstairs. So, correct. Marco's here to talk about that. But maybe just give a little bit of a wrap about his, what he's been up to in his life. I know you talked last time, Marco, about your sort of experiences in New York.
Yes.
But obviously you've been back here for a while now. So how have things been going, and what have you been up to in the last few months?
Yeah. So the last time I was here, I think, was September last year. Since then, I've been working on these postcards that I've been collecting in New York for about 10 years.
So hold on. What are you doing now then? You've been collecting postcards.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit quirky, but...
But are they all from New York?
The thing that ties the whole exhibition together is that they're postcards that I've purchased in New York, but some of them have been sent to New York from, say, Germany or Italy.
Right.
Or from New York to other places.
Uh-huh.
And somehow they've ended up in New York.
Yep.
And I've sort of scoured through boxes of, like, postcards and letters and envelopes. And
at op shops
Through antique shops, yep. Markets, yep. Those sort of places.
Yep.
And I remember the first time I ever saw one, I just immediately was struck by the beauty of them, you know, the kind of fact that they're almost sad as well, because they've got this writing on the back that's from someone from many, many years ago that's obviously not around him. It's like seeing a cat on a movie. You know that cat's not alive anymore most of the time. You know, they died pretty young. But, like, you see these postcards and you read the letters and you just have this sense of time past, you know.
Oh, and that was the lovely thing about the era where people would send a birthday card or a Christmas card or a postcard, because you would send postcard.
Yeah, I mean, I still love it if somebody puts something in the mail. I mean, it's sort of like a real treat these days, isn't it? And they've become like artifacts because we don't use them anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. It's all literally dying out, is it?
Because it really is.
People just don't write letters, let alone postcards much anymore.
So. And look, some of these postcards, the writing is so beautiful. I really felt like a vandal drawing over the top of them, because some of it's like calligraphy. It's just beautiful penmanship, which you just don't see anymore.
No.
And so they really are like a homage to our past, our recent past, you know.
So what have you done then? You know, like, you've got all these old postcards.
Yeah.
So are you drawing and painting over the photo that's on the postcard?
Well, most of the time it's actually the back. So most of the time it's like the actual the bit that people are writing to each other.
Yep.
But occasionally, if the surface of the postcard allows it, I'll paint on the front of it.
Oh, because it's usually shiny.
Shiny.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's the back that most interests me. So some of them date back to 1880 and they've got these beautiful old stamps on them.
Oh, right.
And sometimes the stamp will kind of inspire me to do like a portrait that relates to the stamp.
Yep.
Or it might be the patina of the postcard. It might be particularly old or yellowing.
Yep.
And I guess all the things that people, would treat as being kind of odd or not right, they're the things that appeal to me most about the card. So if they've broken a bit, sometimes if they're a bit broken on the edges, it looks beautiful.
Yep.
And it's that kind of that thing of the broken thing is often much nicer than the solid, perfect, recently purchased thing.
True.
Because there's stories locked in those little time capsules.
Now, what I find interesting about the fact that you're doing a postcard, and we all know what a size of a postcard is that your last exhibition, which was on New York, were huge pieces, but contemporary pieces on the city of New York
itself. Yeah, so it's a good question, because most people do connect my imagery with really large pieces. And what this has allowed me to do, what the postcards has allowed me to do, is do a more intimate portrait of the city of New York. But instead of focusing on the city itself through the cityscapes, this is kind of unlocking the stories within the city. This is like the walls of the city, and, you know, there's little time capsules within that. And sort of like the way that they've been framed as well, they're like mosaic. So when you put them all together, it kind of looks like a mosaic, like a story coming together within the walls of the city.
All right, so are you then doing all different images on the back of a postcard and then putting them on framing them, or... Yeah. Are you actually using lots of postcards to create one image?
Yeah, a bit of both. So there's one that's really big, and it's about 2 metres by 1.5 metres, and that took 102 postcards, and that's actually been stuck together. I've actually done some dry point over the top, so I did this massive...
What's dry point?
So dry point is scratching on copper, and the deeper you scratch on the copper, the darker the mark. And I guess a lot of people know me for my cityscapes of New York and Paris and those places. And so this is a 6-foot dry point plate. And so that took me about 6 months of constant scratching. And the image that's on it is quite an unusual image, because when people say it, when they see it, they sort of think, well, that doesn't remind me of New York. And what it is, it's a Congo figure, an African Congo figure, and he's got all these nails bursting out of his body, and he's absolutely covered in them. And he's actually a figure that the medicine man would hold, and people would go to the village and give him something of theirs, and he would nail it into this statue. And in a way, I kind of relate to him, because he's been displaced. And so, you know, coming to Australia myself, I'd never felt I was Australian or Italian. I was sort of that in between for many years. And this particular figure struck me the first time I went to New York, and I was always looking for an excuse to put him into some of my artwork.
Where did you see that piece?
It's at the Metropolitan Museum.
Okay.
And he's an incredible little thing. He's actually only about 4'5", just a bit taller than me. He's about 4'5", but I've made him 6 foot something.
Yeah.
And everybody in New York knows him, because when you walk into the African section, he's the first thing that sort of greets you, and he stands there with his hands sort of on his hips, and he's just covered in nails. So he's a Congo fetish figure, and so he's really representative, and to me he kind of represents all the things that we kind of carry in our lives. And this exhibition's allowed me to explore kind of imagery that I wouldn't explore with a cityscape, and sort of all these things that I'd been looking at in New York for 10 years have come out now. And so a lot of the postcards feature images of philosophers, statues of horses, all the things that all the art history. Picasso appears a lot as well, and so some of them are made up of 140 postcards. And some of them are one image on 140 postcards, and others are individual images on little intimate postcards.
Okay, so you can buy a one postcard.
You can get
frame.
One postcard.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. And you can also buy one envelope, and there are also old letters that I've painted over and drawn over. So it's kind of, I guess, ephemera, but hopefully it's become a little bit more than ephemera, and it's become something a little bit more substantial, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I've always loved postcards and letters. My sister, who stayed in Italy when we came to Australia, would send lots of postcards and letters, and the stamps always appealed to me as a kid, being interested in the visual art form.
Yeah.
And so this is really a build-up. As an artist, I think you carry all this stuff with you, and then finally there's an opportunity that opens up and you think, oh, this is how I'm going to do it.
So, So where did the idea come from? You're like, where was that critical point after that huge exhibition you did last year?
Yeah, that was big.
And that would have been so exhausting.
That was exhausting. Don't remind me.
don't remind you. Had this in mind?
Yeah, in 2000.
And when did you start painting it?
2007 was the first time I collected the postcards, and the first time I went to New York. And we were living in this tiny little apartment, no bigger than this room that we're in now, and that included everything. And I started collecting the postcards and sticking them on the wall behind the bed as I was drawing on them, and soon the whole wall got covered in these postcards.
Yep.
And I was looking at them and thinking, oh, there's something special here. And so I started putting them together and entering them into different competitions. And so they've been shown over the years in the Dobell Prize and places like that.
Well, have you ever entered the Linden postcard?
No, I should. I keep thinking I should put a postcard in the postcard show. I haven't, no. I
can't believe you haven't
done
it.
I need to. I met one of the people on the board, and I kept thinking, I've got to enter one, you know. But, so I've been entering them into different competitions, and I think because they are interesting and different, you know, they've got into those sorts of things, but I've never had a whole show just focusing on them. And so this is, you know, I've used nearly 500 postcards in this show, and some of them make up, one piece, and others are individual.
So did you start working on this exhibition before you had your big one last year?
Definitely. Yep. I've been making postcards for about 10 years, but never really shown them in a
video. Oh, so some of them are from 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one that is 48 postcards times 4 frames, so nearly 200 postcards, all mounted separately, and so they join up and make, you know, four big pieces.
I can't believe you haven't lost them along the way.
I got one stolen recently, a whole frame of 48 postcards, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it. It's in the police.
Really? Oh, wow. That's stolen, not as in...
No, really stolen, really, yeah. Stolen. I had two pieces stolen. One was returned to me.
Right.
The funny thing is, whoever stole it took it not far away from where they stole it to sell it, so...
That bit dumb, really, in a way, wasn't it?
But anyway, it was. But yeah, we're hoping to get the other one back. It actually was in the Dobell Prize, so it's kind of an important piece.
Yeah. you know, like that. You must be a bit of a hoarder.
I am a hoarder, and my wife, if she's listening now, would laugh her head off because I have boxes in my studio that have labels on them: cow skull, piranha. There's all these weird. Things all over my studio, boxes with labels.
So therefore, each time you come back from New York, it must be it must cost you a fortune in transporting all your bits and pieces back.
Again, Deborah will laugh. We have we take the most amount of luggage so we can bring heap back. But then I also have people like the photographer who came to document my trip. He was asked to bring back postcards, so I pack people up.
Oh, okay. And, so don't be a friend basically. Marco, well, because he'll ask you to bring stuff
mind
back.
Mind you, you get free accommodation. Occasionally I'll let you sleep on the floor. So.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But yeah, most of the time I try to get as many postcards as I can over the years. And I kept thinking one day I'd like to do something, you know, major with them.
You mean this isn't major?
This is the major thing.
I was going to say, okay, so this is the major. I was going to say, what else could you do with it?
Yeah. No, this is it. This is really exciting because I've never put them together in such a big way.
Yeah.
And it's in a big space, as you know, David, you were there last year. Yeah. It's such a big space and, you know, some of them will be hung in lots of, 20 on one wall and then, 30 on another. And so it's creating the same thing I created in that little apartment.
Yeah.
We're trying to create that feeling of you walking in and having I guess New York is such a visual stimulus that these are filled with all the things that have kind of interested me of New York without being directly about the city itself.
Right, so, okay. Yeah. Marco, congratulations on pushing the envelope. Boom, boom. Oh, I just
I used
realized.
That accidentally myself not long ago and I thought that's pretty funny.
And it's called A New York Postcard
Correct.
Exhibition. And you're at 45 Downstairs.
That's right.
A great venue. We love supporting it.
Yep.
How long are you there for?
It's on for a month, so till the 30th.
Right, and it opens next Tuesday.
It opens on Tuesday,
yep.
And people can come along to the opening. Ideally, they'd RSVP through 45 Downstairs.
Yep.
And then there's a couple of artist talks, which they can look up on the website. Yeah.
Okay. And how can they find out more about you? Have you got a website?
Yes, marcolucio.com.au. And on that website, there's a little film, there's a documentary in production and there's a little feature which will be put up this week, which is the little feature on the postcards.
Right.
So it shows me working on them in New York and that
right.
kind of stuff so people can be engaged with it.
Excellent. Yeah. Lovely to have you here.
Thanks, guys.
And all the very best with this exhibition. You're going to kick ass.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
You're Thanks, guys.
Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.